And within a new language, there's some words you understand at first, and then there's some things you don't understand. But the longer you speak the language, what happens? The more you understand the language. So if you were to approach the Course in Miracles like a language, as opposed to something that you needed to understand through analyzation, you would then have the correct attitude that would allow the Course in Miracles to function in your life. I'll say it again. You do not learn the Course in Miracles the way that you would learn math. It isn't about figuring a problem out. It's about learning a new language. So look at this as a language class. Okay? And look at what it says. It says, love is totally without illusions and therefore totally without fear. Does anybody in this room misunderstand that statement? Okay, how many people in the room believe that you love someone you fear? How many of you think you have loved someone you felt discomfort with, fear with, anger with, guilt with? Of course. All right. So that means what? We don't know the difference between love and fear. We think it's possible to love and fear and to fear in love. All right. So this section is about what? The illusion and the reality of love. So what it's doing is it's telling us. I didn't say we were going to believe it. It's telling us the difference between real love, which is where we want to go, and false love, which is what disappoints us. So I'd like to pose another question to the group. How many of you have been disappointed in love? All right. So that means that we were not really disappointed in love. We were disappointed in fear. If I told you I was deathly afraid of all of you, would not your natural reaction to that statement be to not want me to be afraid of you? Doesn't that almost automatically plug into your compassion? Right? So fear is just a call for compassion and love. So if you say I was disappointed in a relationship that was based on fear, you will not feel guilt. I was hurt by someone I love probably triggers anger and resentment. I was hurt by somebody who did not know what love was and in that moment was afraid. And if I was hurt in a relationship with someone that I was afraid with too, notice that that makes me feel compassion for myself, and it also makes me feel compassion for the other person. Notice that the only thing I did was what? I looked at it differently. And the minute you look at it differently, you get a different emotional reaction. That's the secret, that's not a secret, to changing the way you feel about anything. The way you change your feelings about anything is to look at it differently, which is the same as changing your interpretation of it. You still with me? So whatever you're upset about in your life, whatever you're using in your life right now to keep you feeling complete peace, the way to change the feeling is to learn to perceive it differently. It's not about changing the person. It's about changing my interpretation. So if I had a marriage and the marriage did not last and there seemed to be a lot of fights and a lot of upsets and even could have been some form of physical abuse, what I was in was the illusion or the false idea of love. It was two people in fear trying to love each other in fear. That means both people are innocent and both people were just going about it in an incorrect way. Right? Okay? So, it says here, whom God remembers must be whole. And God has never forgotten what makes God whole. in your, remember now, if you hear blah, 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 you listen, what you're listening for? Your sinners. Okay, I might have gone right back into blah, 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 blah. Did y'all notice? It went blah, 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 blah. I was talking English, and I was going blah, 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 blah. Okay, don't worry. I'm an expert language person when it comes to the course. I know. I'll help you out. Okay, I'll save you some time if you want me to. Anybody want me to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you go to Spanish class and the teacher says that yes means sí, you don't get into a big debate about it, do you? All right. Thank you. All right. Keep that in mind when you're ready to debate me. But then you're talking about credibility. And all I'm doing is using what the course itself says, which is, it says love is totally without illusion. So when I say I want to love you, I'm saying I want to be in a relationship with you that's totally without fear. That's what it means. All right? So so God is another word for love. So watch what happens when I use love instead of God. Whom love remembers must be love. And love is never forgotten what makes love whole. In your completion lies the memory of love's wholeness and love's gratitude to you for love's completion. You will have a completely different experience of your relationship with love if you see love as a living force. Mm. Do not look at love as an emotion. Mm. Love is not an emotion. Love is not an emotion. Specialness is an emotion, not love. Love is not an emotion. Got it? It's specialness is an emotion. It sounds kind of deep, doesn't it?
It's a living force.
Love is a living force. Love is literally what you are. Love. You're sitting up there and you're saying, I exist. Does everybody exist? Will you agree with me that you exist? We can get agreement on that we all exist. Regretfully, we all exist. Some part of us go, yeah, I exist, damn it. I wish I didn't sometime, but I exist. Okay. Okay, that's the same. That is literally the same as saying, I am love. Love is actually what is sustaining you sitting in the chair. Love is not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's like, oh, I love you. You know, anybody over 30 ought to know romantic love is a total illusion. If you don't, you're kind of underdeveloped. Okay, I expect somebody 15 that said, you know, they had an idea of romantic love. I'm not saying you couldn't show appreciation for each other, show gratitude for each other, show appreciation for each other, show recognition for each other. I was at a meeting last night, and we were at this coffee shop, and there was this young lady and this guy, and it was like a play being put on in front of me of specialness, romantic love. It was like watching a play, like Spirit saying, I want you to see what romantic love looks like. I mean, it went on like that. But I mean, I've never seen anybody look at each other that much. I hadn't seen that much specialness in years. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And I watched her for at least 20 minutes. And she never looked at another person in the entire room. Not even like, poop. I mean, it was one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. She was so in love. Y'all know that feeling? Mm-hmm. When you have seen the promised land. like Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you are my completion. You are the one that gives me all value. You know, you know, which means that, and again, I'm not judging her. I'm just saying that when you're that focused, you know that it's specialness. It's complete, total, and complete specialness. Now, what she has in that relationship.